teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 828-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. For those of you watching on BAM User, the gorgeous creature sitting behind me is the lovely Lady Claire, joining us for our third hour on Friday. And before we go into her first story, I just got sent another story. This is from Russia Today. Apparently out in California, police have beaten and tasered a deaf man because he did not respond to their inquiries about what he was doing holding some snowboarding equipment the police didn't know who owned. And they apparently grabbed this guy and handcuffed him, and of course without his hands to deaf sign, the police had no idea what was going on. What do? They beat him up and they taser him. That's their solution here right now. Claire, what is it you want to start off talking about today?
Well, I'd like to bop on over to Israel, at least metaphorically. There are a couple of stories that concern me greatly. Apparently, there was a huge demonstration of very young Israelis against the peace process, led by Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister Ze'ev Elkin. And all of this land is ours, period, end of discussion. And I have to wonder if Israeli Deputy Elkin has his very own final solution to the Palestinian problem, very much akin to what happened in Germany over 60 years ago. I mean, the way this man is talking is, it's scary. And to look at some of the quotes by some of the rabbis, past and present, they seem to believe that they have a religious precedent for doing that.
That's exactly right.
That's,
I mean,
scary.
The entire social identity of Israel is that they are God's favorite people, and God wants them to have all the wealth. But you know something, pretty much every religion in history has had the same point of view. We're favored, you're supposed to get out of here, and we're sorry you don't understand that those are the rules, but those are the rules.
I would like to give a couple of quotes. The former Sephardic chief rabbi Mordecai Eliyahu advocated the carpet bombing of Gaza. And another rabbi, Rabbi Yisrael, said that all Palestinians must be killed, men, women, children, infants, and beasts. And apparently, this was a religious opinion issued by Rabbi Yisrael Rosen, director of the Somed Institute, which is a long-established religious institute in the West Bank. And language like this scares
well,
me.
Well, it comes right out of the Talmud,
yeah.
And it is very extreme. And again, to be fair, we see similar extreme sentiments in other religions around the world, including Christianity itself.
Oh, some are, yeah.
Yeah, and it basically is, you have a group of people who want to behave like barbarians but don't want to accept responsibility for being barbarians.
Right.
So we're going to say it's the will of the imaginary playmate up in the sky.
Right. And there's another thing going on. Timing is never accidental. And I think that the timing of these protests was to tell Netanyahu that he should not be listening at all to Washington in terms of any kind of a peace rapprochement with the Palestinians, because Obama is going to be hosting Netanyahu at the White House on March 3rd. And the usual press statements, and Prime Minister Netanyahu's visit is a demonstration of the deep and enduring bonds between the United States and Israel and our close consultations on a range of security issues.
Which nobody can ever explain. We still don't know what this so-called special relationship between the United States and Israel is, other than we're assured it is real, it exists, we should never question it. I'm questioning, what is this special relationship where we, the American people, are somehow on the hook to always keep Israel from, you know, stumbling over its own shoelaces into yet another geopolitical mess?
And unfortunately, from its inception, Israel has been one heck of a lousy neighbor in the Middle East. They just, you know, it's like that kid who will not share with others, who can't get along. And every
That's exactly right. Yeah. It's been that way for 2,000 years. And common sense tells you, if you're in a schoolyard and there's that one kid who can't get along with anybody, as in constantly starting fights, you know, common sense tells you the problem isn't the schoolyard, it's that one kid.
Yeah. And every time Michael Netanyahu comes to D.C., I find myself getting extraordinarily nervous. And why I'm getting extraordinarily nervous is because I know in my heart of hearts he is going to be shilling, even though the negotiations are underway with the P5 plus one in Iran on the nuclear program, he's going to be shilling for a U.S. military involvement in Iran.
And Syria.
And Syria.
And basically that's it. Netanyahu has nothing to lose by continuing to flog the U.S. government forward into more wars against Israel's victims. Fought for and bled for by your kids.
Yeah. I am hoping that President Obama will have the clams to just say no to this folly.
Well, this is where it may get interesting, because we're already beginning to see more and more use of the I word around the Beltway, meaning impeachment. We know that Rand Paul is mounting his lawsuits against the Obama administration over the NSA spying. And what we may see, and I did predict this at the end of last year, is that we might actually see Israel's minions attempt to force through an impeachment and removal from office for Barack Obama in order to put a more compliant Joe Biden in that Oval Office, who will do as he's told relative to Israel in order to be able to run in 2016 on his own merits.
And there's another issue here, too, with the timing of this visit. The Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is also going to be addressing the AIPAC organization.
Okay.
And it's going to be very interesting to see what he says about the U.S. vis-a-vis Iran at those meetings, at least those that get out to the public.
Well, I know it's getting very testy over there, because already we're seeing inside Israel they're shouting allegations that John Kerry is an anti-Semite for pushing forward with peace, to the point where Kerry's brother has had to go public and say, hey, remember, we're Jewish ourselves, okay? So stop screaming that we're anti-Semites because we're not willing to throw more American men and women into these wars on Israel's enemies. You know, it doesn't play. Yeah. But at this point, it just seems like we're seeing so many players feeling cornered. They're desperate to get the wars going again, and again, I'm very concerned about potential false flags. We obviously got through Super Bowl without any kind of a problem. So far, so good over at Sochi. But again, as I pointed out earlier in the week, all over the American cable TV channels, we're seeing Holocaust and Hitler and Nazis and the rest of it. And every time we see that flood, that regurgitation, if you will, of all of that World War II propaganda, it usually signals that Israel's getting ready to do something really tacky. And again, the wild card all along has been simply whether or not Netanyahu is willing to launch a completely unprovoked attack against Iran's nuclear facilities.
Yeah. And we have another story that sort of ties in with that.
Actually, before we get to that, we've got
a caller
waiting on the line.
Oh, great.
Lamar in New York. Aloha, Lamar. Thank you very much for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Mike. I had a quick question. You a couple of days ago, you made a statement. You said that if this war couldn't get started by the end of the month, that they would be coming from the gold and silver at the end of the month. Was that just a general statement, or do you really believe that? I was just curious.
Okay, at some point, I don't know that it will be the end of the month. The reason we were talking end of the month was because of the basically the waiving of the debt ceiling. But at some point, as all of this runaway borrowing by the U.S. government and Wall Street to try and float the economy along continues, at some point, there's going to be a crisis of confidence in the paper U.S. dollar. And at that point, there will be a confiscation of physical wealth to prop up the banks, exactly like Roosevelt did back in 1933. At this point, it is imminent. I don't know exactly when it's going to happen. We already know that the U.S. government is talking about forcing people to liquidate their current 401ks and IRAs and convert the money into these special class treasury bonds. It is a wealth grab, and when it's going to happen, it's just a matter of time. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Claire, you had a very interesting topic I think we need to spend some time on.
Yeah. Apparently at a Senate hearing, McCain exploded at Christian Syrians who were describing the atrocities committed by the rebels he and others in Congress want to arm. And apparently this behavior was pretty doggone disgusting.
Yeah, I've seen some examples about that. And it is a problem for McCain and the rest of those trying to continue to move forward with a war agenda to oust Assad, because the people that they are supporting in Syria are actually committing the atrocities that were being framed on Assad. And so now McCain is very upset because as all of this information surfaces about these cruelties and atrocities by the U.S.-backed hired mercenaries, of course, it undermines the public credibility of this mission to stabilize Syria by ousting Assad.
Yeah, Christians make up about 10% of the Syrian population and are now being targeted and ruthlessly murdered by radical elements of the rebel forces, according to these visiting church officials. Well, McCain had an explosion, walked out of the room, walked back, would not make eye contact with anyone. You know,
well, there's a man trying to raise on a busted flush.
Yeah.
He's got no place to go with this.
That McCain keeps getting reelected is sometimes more than a little baffling.
Maybe he's just
painfully
really good at stealing elections. I mean, at this point, I don't think anybody in office right now actually won that, honestly. I think we're looking at a complete sham government that is created out of thin air with all these electronic voting machines.
Yeah, it really is a mess. And I felt so bad on behalf of those Syrian clerics, because I am very sure that what they are telling this committee is absolutely the truth. And there are a couple more stories that are related to the economy that I'd like to share.
By all means.
Europe is considering wholesale savings confiscation and enforced redistribution.
Yes.
And in the article from Zero Hedge, the writer said, we thought Reuters had been punked, on its article titled EU Executives See Personal Savings Used to Plug Long-Term Financing Gap, which disclosed the latest leaked proposal by the European Commission. But with several hours without retraction, looks like this puppy's true.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier in the week, where basically what happened in Cyprus is now being seriously considered all across the European Union. And this, of course, is one of the major reasons why the Ukrainians have had second thoughts about signing up with the European Central Bank and the European Union, because ultimately, again, dealing with the fatal design flaw of private central banks, which is that they create more debt than money with which to pay that debt. Sooner or later, direct wealth confiscation becomes inevitable. Happened in Cyprus. They called it the haircut or the scalping or the castration, depending upon your point of view.
Right.
Now they're talking about it seriously all across Europe, and they are talking about it coming here to the United States of America. It is a very good reason, as we keep reminding you, our common sense advice to everybody listening to this show: you should have no more of your wealth in the banks than you need to cover your outstanding obligations, and you should have the rest under your own control in your home. It's part of it in silver and gold, you know, a little bit in folding currency for ease of convertibility. But if you are leaving your money in the bank, you are setting yourself up to be robbed by that bank.
Yes, absolutely. And touching on the economy on a little broader scale, it appears that the alleged news organizations in the country have been more concerned about Justin Bieber than the financial nightmare, which is beginning to manifest globally. And it's very interesting. The Fed chairperson, Yellen, she didn't say it right before she had her confirmation hearing, but back in 2010, Yellen thought one way to push consumers to spend more would be to charge a fee on their savings and checking accounts.
Actually, she was
negative
talking
interest
about that last year. She was talking about literally charging people with savings accounts in the bank a fee to keep the money in the bank. And literally came out talking about all these money hoarders were harming the economy.
Yeah.
Now, when she talks about the money hoarders, she's not talking the 1%. She's not talking the 0.1%. She's talking about ordinary Americans. And the goal here is to try and wring out of your pocket those last few pennies and get them back into circulation. Again, it completely upends the traditional model of banking in this country, where you have savings in a savings account that is loaned out to stimulate the economy, and the holders of the loan pay interest on that loan. The bank divides that interest with you, and that's how it was supposed to work. That was certainly how we were all taught it was working when we mm-hmm. went to school. We yep. know now, of course, that it is a complete fraud. But this idea of charging you a fee for not spending your money, it does not get more draconian than that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And another item regarding the international economy, there is a trade agreement that Obama has just fought for a fast track on, that he can negotiate this in a real, real, real hurry. But apparently, Vice President Biden today made a remark that cast doubt on the fact that Obama may not get his fast-tracking authority on the TTP. And Mr. Biden's comments called into question the central pillars of the White House's trade agreement on the TPP. And the Congress is not going to give him the authority. So it looks like the TTP is going down to a slow and painful death unless Obama addresses this via executive order.
Well, see, we're getting into a very gray area here, because Obama is already using the executive order to raise federal minimum wage, which obviously is going to be greeted with a great deal of approval by the public. But it's mm-hmm. a bait and switch,
yeah.
because he's trying to get people to sort of go along with, oh, yeah, executive orders are a good thing because it's going to put more money in my pocket. Then he's going to turn around and start using it for more egregious uses. We have two callers waiting on the line I'd like to clear off before we hit the bottom of the hour.
Uh-huh.
Jim in Illinois. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, good to hear you again. I'm glad you're on the mend. Anyway, my comment is about the police. Look, man, 15 years ago, I was in my driveway, started my vehicle, and I had two cops come out of nowhere, guns drawn, threatening to shoot me if I didn't quit moving and stuff like that. And, you know, I think back on that now, compared to what's been happening lately, and mm-hmm. I would never try that again. I think they would straight up kill me if I basically told them to go screw themselves, you know, and call their supervisor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. And we keep making these excuses for the quote-unquote good cops out there. Well, if there's any good cops out there, they need to step up, and they need to get these jerks in line. And that,
you are absolutely correct here. We are past the point of making any excuses for anybody in this government any longer. It comes down to a very simple situation. If you want to be part of the government of the United States of America, you will play by the rules set forth by the American people, or you will have the decency to resign. There are no third options.
Right. Absolutely. Anyway, I agree with you.
And the Zionist thing with Israel, man, God, man, I just wish we could get off that. And I'm going to jump off. You guys take care, and it's good to hear you again. Bye.
All right, well, thank you very much here. Let's see, we're going to switch over to Apostle in New Jersey. Aloha, Apostle. What's on your mind today?
How are you, Mike? I'm glad you're okay and praying for a fast and speedy recovery for you.
Thank you very much.
I would also like to thank the beautiful lady Claire for keeping the members in the What Really Happened chat informed of your progress.
Yes.
Claire, I'm nominating you for a sainthood.
No.
I second the motion. I second the motion. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200. The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fighting Pharaoh, TV and the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the Fighting Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go any further, I was just chastised in the email. This being Valentine's Day, pardon me, this was the day I was supposed to release the key and solution to my most recent NSA challenge. This is the one that was deliberately set up to defeat the NSA's claimed quantum supercomputer, which in the interval since we put this together, found out these quantum supercomputers aren't really the amazingly magical machines being promoted. They're a special class of dedicated hardware that do very well on certain classes of tasks, but otherwise seem rather abysmally inappropriate for any general purpose computation, much like the transputer. Obviously, with events that happened to me personally over the last couple of weeks, I sort of lost track of the NSA challenge thing, but I will release the information over the weekend. Suffice it to say, it's just another long key encryption. Nobody succeeded in breaking it, and it is a reminder that is, if you are able to write a little bit of software yourself, you can come up with means to secure your communication. The NSA will not ever be able to break. Period. End of discussion. And that means all of this NSA spying on the law-abiding American citizen, that's exactly what it is. They're spying on law-abiding American citizens. They cannot touch the real criminals. They cannot touch the real terrorists. It's all about making sure that you are staying obedient to the will of the Führer here. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. We got, I know, Claire, you've got some interesting stories.
Yep.
We do have a couple more phone calls to deal with. Richard in North Carolina. Aloha, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you very much. First of all, I want to say I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
I'm going to say one thing, and I hope nobody gets offended. I think your wife is probably very cute.
I would agree with you.
She's got a beautiful voice.
Nobody's going to get offended about that.
Okay, fine. Thank you. You've got to be politically correct here. What I wanted to talk about executive orders, there was an article in the local paper about executive orders, and I had to clarify a few things. That executive orders apply to the executive branch.
Correct.
Not to the two other parties or to we the people.
And I did
state in my article, when is Congress going to get a set and do something about this wannabe dictator?
That is a question a lot of people are asking. Rand Paul was out there before he filed his lawsuit saying, where is anybody who's going to stand up inside the government and say, this has gone on long enough? And I think it's one of the reasons why we saw that article that came through earlier today where the U.S. federal government is actually ripe for a potential coup because everybody inside the Beltway understands this government has gone off the rails constitutionally and it's almost like everybody's sitting around waiting for somebody else to come up with a solution to the problem, and usually, of course, that turns out to be a very negative kind of an event when it happens.
And that's the problem. Everybody's waiting for somebody else to do it because nobody wants to start it, and if it fails, they get the finger pointed at them.
Well, anybody who's going to affect change has to accept that risk of failure for bringing about that change. My position always has been that only a fool is going to fight the battle the other side is already prepared to win, and that's why I've always counseled patience and staying calm and just counting the time, because sooner or later, this system will destroy itself, already is destroying itself, much exactly the same way that we saw the Soviet Union going.
Exactly.
What we do need to be ready to do, though, is to move as a single American people to reassert the republic in the coming power vacuum and basically not allow those money junkies who wrecked our nation to get their foot in the doorway for yet another tribe.
You're right. You're right. I enjoy listening to you immensely. I think Claire's music is beautiful. And, hey, let's keep up the fight as much as we can. Thank you very much.
As much as I can, as long as I can.
Right. Thank you very much for taking my call. I appreciate it, and may your God bless every one of you.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Steve in Virginia. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello there. Hello. Thank you. We're very happy also that you're back and with such an important show and things to share. We always enjoy hearing you. My wife saw it was a Democratic website, I guess, out of Washington, and it referred to a Democratic Republican Party that existed in the past, maybe around Lincoln's time. Do you know what that might be referring to, or what form, what party type of party that really was?
Yeah, it really was the roots of the current Republican Party, and they did call it the Democratic Republic Party. You need to understand, when the United States was created, there was no such thing as a two-party system. Any group of politicians, citizens, concerned groups could form a political party and mount a platform for what they thought the future course of the nation ought to be. The two-party system was developed in order to save money for the large corrupting influences so that instead of having to bribe 10 candidates in an election to bypass the will of the voters, you now only have to bribe two. And that is the reason why we have this two-party system. It creates the illusion there is still some kind of choice among the various political options, but the reality is that only those two parties are allowed to play. Third parties are excluded. We saw the lengths that they went to prevent Ron Paul from getting anywhere near the nomination in 2008 and 2012. And we are seeing even today the corporate media is acknowledging there really isn't a lot of difference between the current Democratic Party and the Republican Party. They're both pro-war. They're both pro-business. They're both pro-Israel. And they're both out there basically saying, well, we have no choice but to go on and solve all of our problems with a new world war.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think that that's a key factor in that we don't see Congress, you know, as a whole responding, as the last caller mentioned, trying to do something about this dictator?
Well, I think, you know, members of Congress, they're thinking about the next election. Nobody wants to rock the boat. I think everybody inside the Beltway understands that the entire system is so fragile that it could come apart, and then they're going to have to go out and get real jobs. And so you don't get to be inside Washington, D.C. by being the sort of person to stand up and say, you know, you guys are going in a wrong direction here. Anybody who's out there saying you're going in a wrong direction is pointedly ejected and bent. Again, going back to Ron Paul, during 2008 and 2012, he had this amazing grassroots support. He was saying everything that was absolutely going wrong with his country and the wrong direction, and the current political structure, both of the Republican and Democratic parties and the corporate media, all united in their absolute rejection of not letting anybody inside who was going to rock that little boat and spoil the party for all the party players. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, like I said, our biggest task looking forward to the collapse of the current system is that we're going to have to be ready to basically surround Washington, D.C., and make sure that the same people who wrecked this nation do not get to walk back in and start the same scams all over again.
Yeah. Do you foresee that happening in the not-too-distant future?
I'm amazed they've kept it together this long. I'll be very honest. I thought it was going to fall apart before now. The part of what makes prognostication difficult is we're out here trying to analyze what's going on with the political and financial system based on the application of the acknowledged rules. Our problem is the other side doesn't play by the rules. They're changing the rules day to day. They're changing how things are being done. They're printing up new money out of thin air. They're waiving the debt limit. They're doing whatever they feel they need to do to keep the situation moving forward. So what is really going to be the triggering event is when something happens that cannot be dealt with through fraud and deception and dictatorial edict. And at that point, it's all going to start unraveling. And it will explode very, very fast.
Yeah. Do you think that's something that will happen? Could it be actually created by these people? Of course.
Oh, no, absolutely not. They don't want anything to change. All those people inside Wall Street and Washington, D.C., they love things just exactly the way they are right now. What they want to do is figure out a way to absolutely lock the nation in its current configuration of all wealth and power at the top, obedient American people breeding soldiers and workers, and they just think that's all hunky-dory in the way things should be. So absolutely, it's going to be some kind of an outside event, whether it is the BRICS nations supplanting the dollar with the yuan, whether it is Israel kicking off a war with Iran that they wind up losing, which I think would solve a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I believe so. Okay. I just wanted to say, I was going to ask you about Hillary Clinton.
I'll respond to that when we come back from these commercials.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Last segment of the program today. And Claire, you had one more very important story.
Well, I have a couple, but it was interesting that the gentleman who called a little while ago was talking about police brutality and had his own example. And in the City of the Angels, Los Angeles, 8 police officers who fired 103 times at 2 unarmed women delivering newspapers will not be fired or even suspended for this. And the decision was a case. The police were looking for someone, and Margie Carranza then 47, was cut by flying glass, while her mother, 71-year-old Emma Hernandez, was shot in the back.
Now, was this during that whole hunt?
The Dorner case.
I remember that. There were several cases where police just opened fire on wholly inappropriate vehicles.
Yep.
No probable cause, no grounds. They just opened fire. And it's kind of interesting. We're seeing this week the release of the remake of the movie RoboCop, which the original version, I don't know what the new version is like. The original version was a cautionary tale because the idea was crime was out of control. They were going to have this super robotic cyborg cop that just went out and mowed down all the bad guys without any regard whatsoever. But then over the course of the original story, it came out that the real purpose of these super robotic cops was crowd control, population control, keeping people from standing up and seeking a better life. Now, I don't know what they're going to do with the current version, but I know that after the original one came out, I did have a chance to talk to Peter Weller briefly about it, and he had some misgivings about, you know, this initial idea that it was just okay for the police to go on out and mow down the bad guys without any regard. Now, the movie was crafted to always make it obvious that the bad guys deserve to be killed. The bad guys were bad guys. The good guys were good guys. We know the real world isn't operating like that. This story is a classic example.
Yeah.
These police were out there. They were looking for this Dorner. They were trigger happy. They were up on their SSRIs. They saw these two women in a truck delivering newspapers, opened fire on them, luckily didn't kill anybody. And what we are getting from officialdom is these police will not be disciplined. They will not be fired. They will not be suspended. It is open season on the American people, courtesy of the police forces of the United States government. And again, going back to the precedent set in the United States Supreme Court, the police are the police only when they themselves are in compliance with the law. The police are owed your obedience and support only when they themselves are in compliance with the law. If the police are running around the streets saying, do what we say because we've got guns, they are no different than the criminals, and they ought to be treated no different than the criminals.
Yeah, it's really sad. Apparently in greater L.A., and I mean, Mike and I used to live out there, the LAPD is now interpreting the phrase to protect and serve to maim and kill innocents with impunity. That's where we are.
We treat you like a king, as in Rodney King. It is, but it's not just Los Angeles. It is very clearly a phenomenon all across the United States. It is a combination of multiple factors. We know from that study that was done down in Florida that police personnel are much higher per capita users of these dangerous prescription antidepressant medications. We know that police departments deliberately recruit returning military from the war zones and put them back out into a hostile civil situation. And again, the end result is we have more Americans dying at the hands of the police inside the United States than are being killed by the Iraqis and Afghanis in the war zones. We have had eight times as many innocent Americans murdered in cold blood, and I'm using that phrase deliberately, by the police departments of the United States of America. Why is this just completely a random epiphenomenon of our current age? Or, in fact, has the federal government already declared war on the American people?
It looks pretty obvious to me, Michael, and I think to thinking people out there that, yes, they have.
And here's the really ill part. Whoever it was inside the White House, the Congress, the NSA, wherever, who thought by simply unchaining the police and saying, go out, maim and kill at will, was somehow going to convince the American people to knuckle under and be silent, they obviously misestimated the reaction. And again, we have seen that consistently over government policy over the last couple of decades, where they continually misjudge public reaction to what is going on.
They're completely out of touch.
They are. Yeah. The NSA is watching you. They'll stay silent. No, that didn't work. The police are abusing everybody. They'll stay obedient. No, that didn't work. And it is obvious at this point, this government is so paralyzed by its devotion to the psychological warfare principles from the 1950s and 1960s, they have been unable to evolve and adapt to deal with the new reality of a global electronic society that is openly, willingly sharing information of government wrongdoing all across the face of the planet. They don't know how to deal with it. This government knows how to deal with an armed uprising. I'm sure they're even thinking about trying to create one. That they know how to deal with. They know how to put holes in Americans. They know how to blow things up. That's what they're really good at. What they can't deal with, what they are unable to deal with, is 330 million Americans standing up and proclaiming to the rest of the world, we don't see this federal government as legitimate. We are not going to pay its bills. We are not going to pay for the financial crimes of Wall Street when we had nothing to do with that. We are not the final guarantors of investment inside the United States of America, and the rest of the world is listening. Foreign investment in the United States is already down almost one half.
Yep.
That's why the Federal Reserve is creating money out of thin air to try and keep Wall Street propped up.
Mm-hmm.
They have nothing left to sell to the rest of the world that anybody wants to buy, and now the American people are saying, we're not going to cover the losses any longer. We are going back to being a capitalist society. And what that means is when a business in the United States makes money, they get to keep it. And if they lose money, that is their problem and that of their investors. And we, the ordinary American people, are not liable for the very terrible quality of business decisions coming out of Wall Street and Washington, D.C.
And there is nothing too big to fail.
That's exactly right.
No entity are out there.
That's, in fact, we just had, I think, the president of the Bank of Norway basically came out and stated what should be obvious to everybody. Banks are not guaranteed immortality.
Nope.
You know, the idea of too big to fail was complete and utter nonsense. If there was a failure, it was in the federal government allowing the American financial institutions to become too powerful to be controlled. And that was really, again, the failing of the federal government. Because we expect corporations to act the way they do, to be greedy, to think about profit, mm-hmm. to sell crappy products if they can get away with it.
And to have no conscience.
And to have no moral conscience whatsoever. We expect that, okay? The problem is we rely on, we vote in the federal government to maintain the balance and the overview of what is best for the nation as a whole, to sit there and arbitrate between the greed of the money junkies and what is best for the American people as a whole. This government abandoned that role decades ago and aligned itself with the financial power of this country. And that was at the point where the United States ceased to be the bastion of capitalism and descended into outright economic fascism. And that is where we are right now. Where we're going to go from here, I'm not entirely sure or clear just yet, certainly not on the timeline, but at this point, a collapse of the current system is inevitable. It has to happen sometime. You need to be prepared.
Absolutely. And one thing I would like to say on this Valentine's Day, with the people around you, hug them, hold them, make sure that they know that they're loved. Because I think that's something we all need right now is the assurance of family and friends and people we care about.
And your community.
Yeah.
This is a time to reiterate that if we are going to successfully get through the coming upheaval from the collapse of the U.S. economy and the U.S. government, we're only going to get through by helping each other in our local communities. And now is the time to start forming those networks.
Build those bridges.
Build those bridges right now. All right, there's the music. We're going to be back here Monday on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a really good weekend. Have a good President's Day. Have a good Valentine's Day. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting and Aloha America.